What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Eating Like a King in Merida, Mexico for well under $10. So as you guys know, I'm in Merida, which is a city in the Yucatan Peninsula. It's about 4.5 hours away from Cancun. It's actually the capital of the Yucatan. It's actually the capital of the state we are in. The official name of the state here is Quintan Roo. I'm probably mispronouncing it. There's a couple of states in the Yucatan Peninsula, but the state that we are in, which includes Merida, Playa del Carmen, Cancun, Tulum, is known as Quintan Roo. Merida, where I'm at, this is the capital of that state. So anyway, let's get right into the video. I'm eating for under $10. Now, light is not going to be our friend today, but that's okay. All right, so here we have chicken breast that is boneless and skinless. Okay, the price, as you guys can see with the glare behind us, the price is 57 pesos per kilo. Okay, that means per kilo, that means 1 pound is worth, let's see, okay, so we have 56, so it's 56, it's 50, it's 57 pesos a kilo, okay? A kilo is a little bit over 2 pounds. So that means this is, let's see, 56 pesos is 56 pesos is like almost $3, okay? It's almost $3 for a kilo, okay? Now, in America, right? Can you imagine getting 2 pounds of skinless, boneless chicken? Imagine getting all this you guys see here. Imagine getting this and that, boneless, skinless, in America for $3. That's 2 pounds, not 1 pound, 2 pounds. In America, you will never ever be able to get this or even half this for $3 a pound. So here, 57 pesos per kilo. That's divide by 20. That's under $3 for 2 pounds of this. So obviously, it's not gonna have the full kilo in it. So this one cost me 38 pesos. This one cost me 40 pesos. So let's do some simple math. Let's round up to 40. This is 80 pesos over here. Okay, guys, we have 80 pesos. We actually, this is $4. What you guys see here is $4 worth of boneless chicken breast, as you guys can clearly see. Okay, this is actually, this is well over 2 kilos. This might be close, guys, this might actually be close to 3 pounds, okay? Imagine getting 3 pounds of boneless chicken breast, as you guys can see. You're getting 3 pounds for around $4, actually a little bit under $4. You'll never ever see that in America. And thanks to Biden, you never will. All right, so we have $4 right here, okay? Now the vegetable over here, okay? This is, you guys can see it's broccoli and cauliflower and carrot. Here it's kind of like the same thing, but it's like smaller version of it with some carrots and some peas and corn. Okay, so how much did this cost us? Okay, let's look at the receipt. Okay, this is the receipt I got. Let me iron out the receipt so I can make it look good. Okay, let me put it up against the fridge, okay? So, the chicken cost us 78 pesos, which again is well under $4. The fruit, okay? No, I'm sorry, not the fruit. The vegetables, 40 pesos, that's $2. And 30 pesos, That's a dollar and a half, okay? So this here, this cost us $2, okay? 500 grams, 500 grams, guys, is half a kilo, which is really a pound, okay? This pound over here is, how much was it again? How much was this pound? This is 40 pesos. This is $2. This is $2. This is this over here, which is a pound, which again is vegetables, but like a smaller version of it, I guess. Not smaller in size. Well, not smaller in weight, but smaller in, you know, how they chop up the vegetables, I guess. That's 30 pesos. That's a dollar and a half. So here we have $4 of chicken. We have $2 of vegetable A over here, a dollar and a half of vegetable B over here. So 4 plus 2 is 6, plus 1.5 is 7.5. Now, as you guys know, I eat enough for two people, okay? If you are the average person, average height, average appetite, this you see here, this is $7.5 worth of food you see here, okay? Now, this butter, okay, this will last a couple of weeks, okay? I'm not counting this, but if you guys wanted to know, butter is 15 pesos, which is under $2. This here is under a dollar, okay? So if you wanna add this, that's 8.5, okay? We're up to 8.5 right now. This guy's here, this will last us several months. By the way, guys, this is the best damn seasoning you'll ever have. You can put it on anything. This is salsa in powder. This is the best in the world, man. Okay, this cost us 19 pesos, which is a dollar. Yeah, a little bit under a dollar. So we are at $9.5, okay? So the food itself, $7.5. This is what you have to consume on a daily, what you guys see here is what you have to consume on a daily basis, okay? This here, which will last you a couple of weeks, is a dollar, under a dollar actually. This here, which will last you a couple of months maybe, is a dollar. Now again, for you average people out here who eat, who have an average appetite, this food will last you 2 days, okay? So realistically speaking, guys, your daily budget of eating here in Merida will be under $5. If you really think about it, guys, if you eat fresh food like I do, your daily budget could be $5 if you're a normal sized person who has average appetite. Now in my case, Amar Metwali, you know, this is enough for today. It's also enough for tomorrow as well, but I'm gonna eat more. So my budget, realistically speaking, guys, my budget for food is really $7, because when I go shop tomorrow, I'm not gonna buy all this stuff over again because I'm already gonna have leftovers. So I'm gonna buy maybe only one of these tomorrow. So realistically speaking, my budget, Amar Metwali, 6'3", 255 pounds, my food budget is probably $7. You as a normal, regular person, is probably gonna be $5 a day, okay? Now in San Cristobal, which is the poorest state in Mexico, which I was in, it cost us about the same. You know, granted, you know, the chicken in San Cristobal was fresh. It was a little bit cheaper, but you have to keep in mind, the chicken we got in San Cristobal, guys, it had bone in, okay? You know what? I take it back. This actually has bone in, okay? So the chicken in so if you guys remember, the chicken we got fresh in San Cristobal was 80 pesos for 1 kilo, which is $4, okay? Here, a kilo, wait a second. How much is this chicken again? Is it a kilo? Is this a kilo of chicken? Let me look at it better. Is this really a kilo of chicken, or is it more or is it less? Precio natas. You know, in America, it will... Maybe you Spanish guys, especially you Mexican guys out there, can tell me. Is the 57 pesos, is that per kilo? Because if 57 cents is per kilo, this is a fucking good deal. Shit, in San Cristobal, it was 80 pesos per kilo. So if this 57 I see here, which again, man, this 57 is probably per kilo. I don't know. One of you Mexican guys out there who knows this, you have to tell us in the comment section. Is the 57 pesos I see here right in front of me, is this 57 the price for a kilo? Because if that's really the price of a kilo, this is actually a good deal. But again, guys, even if it's not a price per kilo, I mean, this food over here, this is gonna last me 2 days, guys. I'm gonna eat tonight, and I'm gonna eat some of it tomorrow before I leave here. So this is more than enough for me, and I know this is more than enough for you. So what I want to tell you guys out there is that if you come live to Mexico, okay, as of right now, guys, whether you live in Merida, Playa del Carmen, San Cristobal, Cancun, where else have I been? This is where I've been so far in Mexico. Your average daily budget for food, guys, assuming you cook natural stuff, is gonna be under $7, okay? So that's my video for you guys today. In America, you will never ever have food prices like this in America ever again. Not only that, but really, do you think your food in America is going to be this fresh? Probably not. You know, this food is fresh, it's healthy, none of that Montessori or Montanza crap they put in it. So yeah, guys, you will save a little bit on food here in Mexico, because Mexico doesn't have the inflation America has. You guys out there, you really need to start making Mexico your plan A at this point, man. I mean, you can get a nice air. Let me show you my Airbnb really quick, okay? Okay, look at the Airbnb, okay? It has a patio, but I'm not gonna open it up because there's tons of mosquitoes. By the way, guys, the only downside to Merida, other than it's boring and it's hot and humid, it's mosquitoes. I'm getting bit by mosquitoes as we talk. Look, there's a mosquito right there, see it? This place has more mosquitoes than fucking Florida, okay? So this is my kitchen here, microwave up there, blender, patio, which I'll never ever use due to mosquitoes. Over here, well, I can, you know, I don't know, put stuff on it. I mean, it has a fucking hair thingy, hair dryer. Mirror, obviously. Got my bed over here, guys, where I get my freak on with Yogi Hope's fine ass mom. And again, this is another way to get out to the the patio. But no wonder I got mosquitoes in there. Oh my god, this was open. I did not know that until now. This explains why I'm getting mosquitoes in here. So yeah, this is my Airbnb, guys. It's like $23 a night. Where's the lights on for the bathroom? So bathroom here, not bad, nice hot water, toilet, got my shit over here. Oh, I forgot to get toothpaste. I'll do it tomorrow, God willing, of course. So yeah, this Airbnb, guys, you can get it outside of fucking Airbnb for probably less than $500. The bed over here, obviously, well, this is not the bed. This is like, You know, if you have a friend who wants to like fucking crash for the night, they can, you can put them here. So yeah, guys, overall, guys, you can live in Merida probably for $500 Airbnb rent, $200 in food if you want to cook your own, that's $700. Man, I'm telling you guys, I am telling you guys out there, man, you can live in fucking Mexico a king for $1,000. You guys watching this, you all know Mexico is not my main priority. My main priority is like Romania, because I like white women. But if I had to go to a place temporarily because Biden went cray cray, Mexico definitely would be my number one go-to place until I find what I really want, which is, you know, Eastern Europe. So for you guys out there, man, look at this, guys. Got a nice table. You know, you can bring a girl to this place and not be fucking ashamed. Then again, I have to clean up the place. But, you know, how long is it going to take me to clean up this place? Like 3 minutes, 4 minutes? But, yeah, that's my video for you guys. I'm eating like a fucking king in Mexico. Where I have been in Mexico, whether it's Cancun, Playa del Carmen, here in Merida or in San Cristobal, my daily budget for food never really passed $7. If you guys want to eat out, if you want to eat out at a decent place, decent food, you're going to spend about $15 to $20, which is not bad if you think about it. But yeah, eating and cooking your own food, guys, you know, in America, back in the day, guys, before Biden became president, you could eat kind of like this for about $8 a day. Because I remember I went to the Dominican Republic. I went to the Dominican Republic to look at their food cost. The food cost in Dominican Republic was on par with America, which is $8. Now, this was what? Going on fucking 2 years ago. Now, ever since Biden has taken office, food has taken off in price. If you, for you to eat like this in America, you are looking at a what? $3 a pound of chicken. This is a, you know, $6. This is like a $92.99. You are looking at about $13 to eat this in America. This will cost you almost double what it costs you here in Mexico to eat like this. So here in Mexico, you're gonna save on rent. You're gonna save on food, okay? When it comes to clothes, shit like that, you're better off buying it in America. But when it comes to food and rent, America will never, ever beat Mexico. Also, guys, you need to understand one last thing before I turn off this video, okay? Here in Mexico, Mexico, believe it or not, actually has their own oil supply. And unlike America, they're not retarded to boycott Russian oil. So the gas here in Mexico is pretty much equivalent of, you know, $3.50 per gallon, okay? So for all of you European people out there who live in retarded countries where you're paying $7-$8 per gallon of gas, just come to fucking Mexico, man. The number of expats here is exploding. In fact, expats here in Merida are becoming so large in numbers that they're buying up real estate in North Merida. Where I am is downtown Merida. That's where the, you know, average person is. But North Merida, which is like 10, 11 miles away, that's where all the American people and all the Europeans are bringing their family and money, because Western countries are fucking retarded. But anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.